Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dallas Green. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Dallas Green. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Green reaches second base with a double. Ashburn throws the ball into Gurnett, who tags Green trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Amaro goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, Phillies. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will strikes out. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Neiman to Amaro, and Ashburn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herrera hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Green scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zimmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Tony Curry. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Tony Gonzalez. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive to center field. Ashburn throws towards Banks. Banks fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Banks. Ashburn throws the ball into Banks, who tags Del Greco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Bobby Smith now playing left field. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Neiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 2 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moorhead moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will takes first base on ball 4. Moorhead moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Turk Farrell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amaro strikes out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Amaro, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herrera hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murphy pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.